Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours at Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money if you switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Mavi, give me those numbers again tonight, what I did.
You went 5-1 in college hoops, 7-1 in the NBA, 3-1 in college football, and right now you are 7-2 in the NHL waiting on this Sharks game to finish up, and hopefully they don't blow it.
They're up 6-5. So bottom
they're
line.
They're up 4-0, then 5-1, then 6-2, and somehow it's 6-5 now.
Wow. Hopefully, I'm watching a game now all of a sudden. Hopefully they won't coif. But that's an incredible night of betting right there is what you just told me. One loss in college basketball, one loss in pro basketball.
One loss
in college football, and two losses in hockey.
Currently, yeah.
That's crazy. That's like insanity. But that's like the night I hit week one or whatever, like day one of the end college basketball this week. What was it, Tuesday night? And I went 17-4 in the first night in college basketball, 81% hits. Listen, it's simple. If you don't go on PharrellOnTheBench.com, you're not going to reap the rewards. All I do is give you great bets every night, and they make you fat bands. That's it. I make everybody tons of money. That's it. I'm the best. Hate me all you want. PharrellOnTheBench.com rules. Sign up. Make tons of cash. Hide it from your wife. Because everybody loves betting on sports, and I'm better at it. So go with my picks. Screw yours. Yours suck. Mine don't. There you go. Sign up. You'll love it. All right. Yeah, you never hear anybody complaining about it, too, which is the great thing. They're always like, dude, all you do is hit winners. That's right. I'm really good. And then I have like a, I'll have like a cold week, and I want to go into hibernation. If I have a cold week, I want to kill myself. I can't stand losing sports bets. It drives me nuts. Oh, the breakaway. Minnesota to tie it. Oh, Jones would have told you. Oh, are you serious, Carver High? Did you see that save?
Outstanding save by him. And that was only the second best save that I saw tonight. The best save I saw all night, hands down, was Matt Murray tonight against the Islanders. This was, I believe, at the time, 3-1. 3-1, third period. Penguins had just scored early in the third.
Right.
Isles were pressing. Open net. I mean, open. Anthony Beauvillier has the puck for the Islanders. Murray puts his leg up in the air. He's laying on the ground. Kid's got the whole net to put the puck in. Murray just throws his leg in the air and stops it. Off the save, Penguins go to the other end and make it 3-2, the first Rust goal.
Right.
Swing of two goals right there because the Islanders were going to go up 4-1. The kid had the entire net to shoot at, and Murray makes the miraculous save. Rust goes to the other end, makes it 3-2. Game was changed at that point.
And then Malkin tied it. How late was that goal?
There was 10 minutes left in the game.
And then Rust scored the winner on a wraparound.
Rust just completely outworked. It was a great goal by him. Just completely outworked.
Malkin had it in the corner, and then he came swooping in and took it away from the stick. It was wedged on the wall.
Brock Nelson had it behind the net, and Rust just kind of took it from him and just wrapped around behind Varlamov there.
So was that Jones that just made that save right there on the breakaway?
If Jones should be playing tonight.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable the save I just saw by the Sharks. I mean, that was unbelievable. That's a game-tying goal right there, breakaway, all alone. The guy makes a beautiful deke move, goes to his backhand, and somehow Jones, lying on his belly, made that save. Not once, but twice. The guy took a couple whacks at it and couldn't get it over the pad. That was an unbelievable save. You would think they'd get it done now. After that, you might as well just finish it off with the empty netter, right? They're trying to get the empty netter. They can't get it yet. There's still 40 seconds left, and The Wild have the puck now, but pretty good game. Wild game I'm watching. They had every chance in the world to tie that game on that breakaway. All alone, the guy was standing there. He stole it like in the slot. He got the puck somehow. The defenseman turned it over, and he went walking in all alone. It was an incredible save. Oh, look at them. They're putting pressure on. They might score. They are really coming at them. There's still 15 seconds left. They've had a bunch of shots. The Wild have been playing good hockey the last couple of weeks. Oh, another chance. Another chance. Unbelievable. Still another chance. Oh, my God. The flurry of shots they just got off on this guy. No time left. Another shot. And they win it. Unbelievable.
Can't ask for more chances than that.
Did you see that?
Minnesota at the end of that game.
Did you see those chances? They had like at least 8 chances in the last 40 seconds to score. Jonesy getting it done in that. 7-2 night in hockey. Cover. That's all that matters. Clayton in Ohio, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
For real, thanks for having me on, bud.
Hey, dude.
Hey, can I get a shot of Jameson for a quick comment?
J-Mo. Shagado.
Shagado. Okay, so, I mean, I'm a big Steelers fan,
right.
Fan for life.
Right.
Love cleaning out the locker room, all that jazz, all that stuff.
Right.
And I like Mace, but he got his bell rung, and I'm worried about him a little bit. Like, when does the duck call come in? I just want your opinion.
Yeah, I don't think he's coming in at all. I mean, that's that. I mean, as long as that guy is fine and has no cobwebs in his head, he's playing, right? They're not gonna bench Rudolph for the Duck Dynasty, but I will say the kid did fine when he played. Let's not get carried away here with this, like, bring in the third string guy. You know what I mean? The practice squad guy. Are we really gonna go there and try to turn him into Gardner Minshew too? The Duck Dynasty fella. I mean, honestly, Rudolph's bad enough. When I watch him, I'm chewing my nails. Believe me, it's not like having your boy Big Ben out there. Trust me. What is going on, Carver High, with Deion Sanders tonight?
Yeah, there was a report by the NFL Network that Deion Sanders is in the mix or a candidate for the. It's funny to even say, the Florida State head coaching job.
What is going on?
That is a total head scratcher to me. I mean, it's not like Deion has been coaching or doing anything of the sort. Dude's just been living his best life, like on NFL Network, Sunday nights,
ball,
you get the call.
I think he does actually coach high school football.
Does he?
Yeah, I think he does. He's been doing it like this last couple of years.
Yeah, they were showing images of it before on after the game.
Yeah, he has been coaching. Now listen,
against high school football.
Well, what college kid?
A whole nother animal.
But what college kid that would play for, let's say, that would want to go to Florida State? Let's say that wouldn't want to like be coached by him. I've heard all these people bashing this guy. I have a guy constantly arguing with me about this. Somebody asked me. He asked me who was one of the most who is the most competitive players in any sport I've ever seen, and I said Deion Sanders was one of them. I just thought that guy was, I was never a Florida State fan. Let me be very clear. I'm a Miami fan, so I love the Canes. I will never root for Florida State on this earth. It'll never happen. But I will say this. That I respect greatness, okay? That guy was the greatest cornerback I ever saw play football, right? Is there anyone else? Like, bar none. I'm sorry. I mean, not only was he great, like, you could not throw the ball his way, right? Literally, he took the field away from you. And he was, he's in the Hall of Fame, right? He was the best corner I ever saw, and he was the best kick returner I ever saw. I mean, who's better than him running back kicks? Who? I want to know who it is. I know some people will come up with some names, but that guy was...
Well, there's guys that were, all they did was return kicks, that were obviously explosive. Devin Hester, et cetera, et cetera. Deion was a cornerback.
Right.
A great man, cornerback, who also was a great kick returner.
Right.
You know, These other guys that were great kick returners, you know, they weren't great at the other things they were doing.
I thought Devin Hester was really good.
Devin Hester's one of the, you know, Dante Hall, Devin Hester, guys
but
like that.
I still personally think Deion Sanders is better than Devin Hester. And not only that, but when he picked off a pass, forget it. It was the same job, running back a pass as running back a kick. If that guy got the ball and you had to catch him on the football field, you had a problem on your hands, right? And then he played baseball, and he was pretty good at that too. You can say whatever you want about him as a baseball player, but he played in the World Series, did he not? Played in Super Bowls, won Super Bowls, and, was one of the greatest players in NFL history, bar none. One of the greatest college football players ever, bar none. Can anyone dispute that? You cannot tell me that guy is not one of the most competitive athletes you've ever seen. You can't even sell me that. I get this guy constantly yelling at me. One time I had an argument with the guy about it, and then a month later he came back at me again. Like last night, the guy wrote me again telling me he's a P and everything else. I'm like, are you kidding me? I have never heard anyone ever in my life, ever on the air, 35 years, I've never heard one person say that guy was a loser or that he was a P or that he was this or he was that. This guy said he never tackled anyone. Are you kidding me? You've got to be kidding me when you talk about that guy. Is he not in Canton with a bust? Shut the Pharrell up. Shut up. Just stop. Is there anything worse than sports fans that think they know more than you or something when they're trying to sell you that some guy sucks that's in the Hall of Fame? They're trying to sell you that Deion Sanders sucks? Are you kidding me? What kind of a tool do you have to be to sell me that guy sucks? He doesn't even suck at television. He sucks at nothing.
That's an extremely silly thing to say.
Well, do you want me to read it to you? Do you want to read these texts, how bad this guy bashed him, saying he's this, he's that, he's a wussy, he's all the rest? And I'm like, dude, he just said that Michael Jordan's the greatest competitor in the history of sports.
Whatever.
I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with you saying that Deion Sanders isn't. Deion Sanders, I hated him, but he was the greatest player to watch play football. And in my, like, honestly, that guy dominated football games, college at Florida State and in the NFL with the Niners and Cowboys. Forget about it. And even the Falcons. It was ridiculous. When he played for the Falcons, he was literally the fastest guy on the planet. He was the most dynamic football player. You can't even argue it. You can't even argue it.
I'm not going to argue it at all. He was absolutely one of the most dynamic football players ever, period.
So what kid wouldn't want to play for him?
I'm not saying that kids wouldn't want to
play for him than Willie Taggart.
Look, I'm not saying kids wouldn't want to play for him.
I'd rather play for him than Jimbo Fisher.
My worry would be not him bringing the kids there. My worry is him coaching a high-level college football program. I get he's done this high school thing I was just reading about. He's done some high school stuff.
But what doesn't he know about football?
This is big-time college athletics. This is not coaching a high school football team. I'm just saying, listen, I'm sure they put the right people around him who have experience doing it, and that would help him along, obviously.
But you think that if he got the job, it would be a disaster?
Yes, I do. I think that it would.
Mavia, are you willing to go there? Do you think he'd fail miserably at being a coach at Florida State?
I think you definitely need to assemble staff that has a lot of experience around a guy who doesn't have that experience. You know, he could be good. He knows his stuff, obviously, from all his talent, all his years of doing it. But
they're giving coaching jobs now to guys right off the street.
Right, but that's
the
problem.
Baseball players right off the field.
I think that's
so
different.
So David Ross can be the manager of the Cubs and Deion Sanders can't manage college football?
It's different.
What's different about it? Major League Baseball. This guy's never managed a day in his life, and he's going to go manage. Aaron Boone, same thing. He did it. No problem. David Ross, they're saying he's going to have no problem. Dave Roberts, no problem. So you're telling me Deion Sanders, a guy that's in the Hall of Fame.
It's different professional and in college. It's different.
What's different about it? Pros is even harder. College is easier than coaching in the Major League Baseball or NFL. I'm telling you, college is way easier than coaching in the pros. I would not give him a job as a head coach in the NFL tomorrow, but I would give him that job at Florida State. You know why? Because everyone else they've given it to has been an absolute shack show. You might as well give it a whirl and then figure out if it can work.
I just think football is the hardest thing to be the head coach in. Baseball might be the easiest.
What guy are they? Have you seen the list of names of these hacks that they're going to bring in there and give this job to? If I were that guy at Clawson or whatever at Wake Forest, I wouldn't even take that job at Florida State. It's such a disaster right now. Florida State's a landmine. It is. It's a landmine. You're walking into a landmine field. It really is. What's safe about that job? No one that gets that job isn't in trouble. They're in trouble from the day they take it. It's a disaster. It has turned into, like, the complete, it has burned to the ground. Florida State football is literally burned to the ground. It has.
And you're going to have a guy who's never done something like this before be the one to resurrect it?
Well, all these big-name coaches that have been there have failed.
Willie Taggart is not a big-name coach.
Well, they sure thought he was.
That was
when
a mistake from the start.
Well, everyone they've given a job to has been a mistake.
He's the only one that's had it. Jimbo Fisher won a national title there.
I think the guy could actually do decent. I think he could do decent.
He needs the right people.
Will you be surprised if he gets the job?
I would.
Really?
I would still be stunned.
855, what do you think, fans? Do you think Deion Sanders can coach at Florida State? Do you think he'd be a good coach of the Seminoles? 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So here's the story. Giancarlo Stanton once Cole in Strasburg with the Yanks. Yeah, we'll take him as long as you leave.
Well, not only that, I'll go a little bit better than
how
that.
About this
he
guy
doesn't have to leave.
Yeah.
How about you actually play, okay?
Play a
you
game.
You want those guys to come? How about you stay on the field?
Yeah, play a game for once, dude, you wussy. Honestly.
Go get both of them.
What
yeah.
an absolute
How about
candy.
Just show up and play next
what
year?
What a candy ass he is. This guy's a feather. I mean, honestly, he's like a feather blowing in the wind. What a wussy. I have never seen anyone in my life that is a bigger pansy ass. And honestly, the guy towers over me. He's an absolute Adonis, but the guy can't
rip to shreds.
He absolutely can't even get out of bed without being injured. The guy gets injured going to the bathroom. What a wussy, dude. Go rot in hell, bro. Stay out of our business. Just do something. Go play tennis or something.
Not only that, I mean, this isn't the Yankees of old. We'll spend whatever it takes to get anything done. Like, they got to worry about the luxury tax and things like that with the sons as opposed to the old man, but this guy's making $30 million a year. Where does he think the rest of this money's coming to sign both the top pitchers on the free agent market?
The Yankees are, they'll spend whatever they want.
Well, listen, no, honestly, you've seen it over the past couple of years, and now the Red Sox are going to be in this predicament with Betts. The Yankees the last few years have shed some money. These big money teams like the Yankees and the Red Sox, they're tired of paying that tax and putting it in those other teams' pockets and they don't spend it. They're sick of it. The rule, I mean, the way it works is ridiculous right now in baseball. And the Yankees and Red Sox, at least over the last couple of years, they've had enough of it.
Whatever.
They're tired of giving money to all the small market teams, and then they're not using it on the players.
What'd you tell me about the Pirates tonight?
That Ken Rosenthal tweeted that they will be talking to or potential leading candidate is Ben Cherington, former Red Sox GM, was one of their World Series titles. He was the GM, the 13 team that John Farrell won.
Right.
So, Pirates are rebuilding their baseball organization over there.
Yeah, they need to do more than that. They need a lot more than that.
Well, at least you're going to get some new voices in the room.
What are they rebuilding it with, toilet paper?
Look, you got to be happy that they scrapped everybody and got everybody out, and they're going to start over with some fresh ideas and fresh faces. And I know with the Pirates, it's like the Mets and a couple
I'm
others.
Not happy about anything.
Until the owner's gone, you know things probably aren't going to change, but at least you're going to get some new voices in the room.
So
not that goon Huntington anymore.
Yeah. So anyway, is it true Nick Diaz is saying he's quitting fighting? Mavi, do you believe that, or is that just hot air?
I mean, Nick's been out of the game for a while now. The guy just...
I mean, Nate.
Well, Nate, as far as him, he say that if they don't give him the rematch, he's out. You know, he wants Masvidal again. He doesn't feel like he got, you know, his full share the way that fight was ended with the doctor, and he feels like Masvidal agreed to the rematch right there. They should be, you know, just run again. But the UFC, of course, has other opinions.
And what about this Antonio Brown? Did he really go on this rant today and then erase it all?
Went off on social media once again.
Pharrell, the NFL, I'm going down another path. No more making money off my blood and sweat. No more control of my name, my body. Clear my name. I'm done with it. So you fantasy Pharrells can let it go. I'll never play in that Shaq treat black people the worst. Clear my name and go Pharrell yourself. There's a ton of brothers playing in the NFL. Are they really being treated that badly with the millions they're making? What brothers are complaining about the NFL?
It was nice to go a couple of weeks without hearing his name, right?
It really was. So let's move on. Here we go. Brandon in Clemson, South Carolina.
Hey, what's up, Pharrell?
Hey, dude.
Hey, you pull me one up right quick?
Can we get him a freshie shake out?
Oh, yeah. My old lady done kicked me out the house because I was sitting in the car listening
to you.
That's
all right. Tell her to have a sandwich.
Right. If she can make one, I guess. Anyway.
I'll leave that in your hands.
Anyway, talking about Clemson, they got shafted, man. I mean, Alabama.
Oh, dude, honestly, Brandon, smoke a joint. Go back in, tell her you're sorry. I don't want to hear it.
Brandon, they're not playing a playoff this weekend, yeah, Brandon. Yeah, you got five more weeks.
I'm not doing the whole cry for
Win
Clemson.
Win all your games and you'll be there.
No one in the world, unless you're in South Carolina, gives a rat's ass about your problems being number five. Just shut up. Pete in Washington.
Hey, Pharrell.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, man? Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, so, man.
I am a huge Florida State fan. Don't know why. I think it's because, I'm 49 years old. They were on TV on my Saturdays when I was growing up watching college football all of the time.
Right.
Love Bobby Bowden. Love Deion. You know, and I think if Florida State wants to just bring the swag and the attention back to them, you hire Deion. The dude can lead men. That's what I believe. He's a leader. He's not a follower. He does his thing. He will get those dudes playing, and he will get competitive players.
I think that he would get more attention on Florida State from like ESPN and the like than anyone ever. Like, it would be an absolute circus, even. It would be so funny with him as the head coach.
Sure, they'll get a ton of attention. They'll be back on the map.
But
all that stuff will be great.
But will they win?
But how about this? Is he going to be able to build a staff? Is he going to be able to game plan? Is he going to be able to in-game decisions, fourth downs? Things? He hasn't done any of this stuff, okay? He's not a
coach.
Come
on, he's doing it in high school right now.
He's not a coach. I don't want to hear about the kids at high school.
His team's undefeated.
I don't want to hear about that. This is big time college football, and he hasn't done any of it. He hasn't. He coaches. He did the stuff with his sons.
Doesn't
coached
he
in
play,
high school.
Is he the one that has like the high schools with the whole Christian thing going and everything?
I don't know.
Am I the wrong guy?
I have no idea.
Doesn't Deion do the whole holy roller thing?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
What I know is he's trying to be in the mix for a big time college football head coaching job. And I'm not saying that he's not going to bring them notoriety or bring them swag or not get the kids. I'm sure he'll be a great recruiter.
I get it, but you're talking about
on
will he win?
Saturday to Saturday, can he do that stuff?
Can he handle it? Real quick, Brian in Milwaukee.
Hey, Pharrell.
Hey.
So, yeah, if they name Deion head coach, I mean, okay, fine. There's another Florida State alum I think that probably would be more qualified, but even if they would name Deion the head coach, bring this guy in as assistant head coach and your offensive coordinator, and that's Edgar Bennett, who coached here with Green Bay, played here in Green Bay, and I think he would be a perfect fit for that program, being an alumni and having coaching experience that he does.
Well, it's a great point by you, for sure. It's certainly an interesting angle on it. Let's get an update, and I'd love to hear your opinions on Deion at Florida State if it were to happen, if he would get that job offer, if it's true.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I mean, honestly, Mafia, I hit so many bets tonight. There really is no point in going to bed. I should just get on a plane and go to the Maldives. Some guy, did you see the guy tweet me that the other day? If I hit as many bets as you, I'd be living in the Maldives. And I'm like, that's a great idea. Seriously, I am just killing it all week, just making people droves of money. Just fat bank. I'm like the Federal Reserve over here. What did I get, like four games wrong the whole night and everything? I mean, like NBA, NHL, college basketball, NFL, I hit everything. I hit every bet. It's unbelievable. I'm not even, like, gloating. I'm just gloating. Anyway, I mean, what do you want me to do? I try to make you money. That's what I do. That's what I live for. And when I do it, I feel good about myself. Evander Kane getting injured tonight. How do you think that'll happen in terms of help him with his 500 grand he owes the Cosmo, allegedly, in Vegas for his gambling markers?
So you better stay out of Nevada, right?
Yeah. Well, do they got a game coming up with Vegas?
I don't know. They played him a bunch.
They played
times
him a bunch early
in the season. So,
what do you think the team said to him about going to casinos now? I bet they told him don't go back. They can do whatever they want, these pro athletes, but I guarantee you they said something to him. He's got nothing but Brian. He better pay that bill, I'm telling you.
Of course I said something. Like you guys pointed out yesterday, he was in the middle of the playoff series he owed $500K from. So this guy wasn't focused on the series. He was just out gambling.
All right, Scott in Boston on EEI.
What's up, Pharrell? How are you?
Hey, dude.
All right, real quick. All right, back to Deion Sanders.
Right.
And you said most dominant, blah, blah, blah. No, you know who the most dominant athlete is in the history of sports?
Who's
I'm going to ask you first, and then I'm going to tell you the answer.
You tell me, so I don't have to.
Wayne Gretzky. There's no 18-year-old football players. Wayne Gretzky was in the National Hockey League when he was 18 years old, and he tied for the lead league in scoring, and then he went on to create 61 NHL records. So don't tell me that Deion Sanders is this great star. If you want to see a star,
oh, please, you're not. You're, listen, you sound like the guy. You sound like the guy that's trying to sell me again. I keep saying, I'm not saying. I never said. Just so we're clear, Scott. I never said he was the greatest athlete that ever lived. I just said he's one of the best football players I've ever seen play the game. He's the best corner I've ever seen. He's the best kick returner I've ever seen. And if you don't like it, go to bed. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you think. Just so you know, I don't give a rat's ass about Wayne Gretzky or your opinion right now. I'm not talking about, is he the greatest athlete that ever lived? I said, my original argument was, the guy said, who's the greatest, one of the greatest competitors? Give me the three. He said, give me the three best competitors you've ever seen. And I said Deion Sanders was one of them. The guy was insane when he played football and baseball. I mean, you can't even argue it. I got some guy coming at me with Wayne Gretzky. Are you kidding me? I mean, I already know full on how great Gretzky was, okay? That's fine. But it's very hard-pressed for me to start, you know, throwing hockey players into this conversation, all right? Thanks. I love Gretzky and Lemieux like no other, but I'm not putting them in the same realm as these guys that play in the NFL. I'm sorry. I'm just not doing it. Gretzky was incredible. There's no arguing it. But, you know, whatever. I don't care. Don't start slamming Deion Sanders as an athlete in the Hall of Fame that you think he sucks. You sound like the other guy. He sucks. Shut up. There's no one on the face of the earth that can argue that Deion Sanders sucked in football. Shut your fat mouth or get your face beat in. That's what you need. Someone to smack you around. You need to be smacked in the face with your stupid comments. Smack your face like in a movie. Whap! Slap you right in the face, you stupid ass. Joey in Portland, go ahead. I hope you're smarter than the last stupid ass that called me, you stupid idiot. Go have sex with your fat girlfriend. You stupid ass.
How you guys doing?
I'm all right.
So, about Deion Sanders head coaching. I think he definitely has the motivation for it. Like, he has the energy to, like, energize the players and motivate them. But I just can't really see him, like, you know, getting all strategic with, you know, play calling and stuff like that. So I would have to side with the other dudes on, like, they would have to put, like, some really good.
You know, it's funny. The funny thing about this is that, you know, I'm not the one that drummed this up. I'm not the one that broke the story tonight that this has made headlines all over the country, and it's already been on TV. Like, I wasn't even 5 minutes, Carver High, after you said it. It was all over the television. It was literally everywhere that Deion Sanders is being considered for that job. So don't pin this on me that I have, like, some kind of, I'm trying to get Deion Sanders the head job at Florida State. Like, I give a rat's ass. I keep telling you, I don't care if Florida State burns to the ground. I hate their guts dead. As long as I live, I'll hate them. I've never liked them, and I never will. I don't care what anybody down there thinks of me either. Kiss my ass. Okay? This is about the story broke that he's being considered to be the head coach. He's in the running. Okay? I didn't make this stuff up. So what am I? I'm trying to sell that he's some genius coach? I never said that. The only thing I said was I had an argument with a friend of mine who said he wasn't competitive. Are you kidding me? Like, are you? You know what I am? Now I'm not friends with that guy anymore. I don't want to talk to someone that is so stupid that they can't see. Are you kidding me? You're going to tell me a guy that won multiple Super Bowls and has records hanging out of his rear end and is in the Hall of Fame in Canton with a bust, you're going to tell me he wasn't competitive? Shut the Pharrell up. Shut up. I don't even want to know you. You're not my friend. Shut your mouth. I don't like you anymore. Shut up. I don't listen to it. Can you imagine, Carver, I got to listen to someone tell me that guy wasn't competitive? Shut up. That was the original argument. I told you. The guy said he wasn't competitive.
Yeah, I don't know where.
He wasn't competitive.
The
guy scored
that.
A touchdown in every game he played.
Yeah, I wouldn't go with not competitive. I don't think that that's where I would go. I mean, he's one of the greatest players in NFL history.
He's one of the greatest players ever.
The only knock that he ever had in his career was that he never wanted to tackle anybody. And let's be fair, he never got to really tackle anybody because nobody threw it his way.
His job was to pick off passes and
run
back kicks.
His job was to defend passes, pick off passes, and return kicks.
And he did that meticulously.
And if somebody was coming at him with the ball, no, he was not a great tackler.
Whatever.
But that wasn't his job. He didn't get paid to tackle.
Yeah, he got paid to score touchdowns. And there was no one better high-stepping down the end of a – name one player ever more exciting than that guy running with a football in the open field. Are you kidding me? It was like a ballerina. Andrew, and I can't stand Florida State. So I'm sitting here saying this guy, he's the most exciting player I ever saw, like with a football, you know, throw a ball his way, you're doomed. You know what? It's funny. Compare him to this Jalen Ramsey with his big fat mouth. Are you kidding me? Deion Sanders smoke his ass like a doobie. Andrew in Alabama.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm awesome.
Yeah. I called you before. I just wondered that Deion Sanders, I think, would be a great coach. I'm from Alabama, and heck, if Gus Malzahn can be a high school football coach coaching for Auburn, getting paid $40 million a year, I don't see why Deion Sanders can't do it.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, I don't know if he would be a good coach. I just know what I've said over and over tonight. Like, I respect greatness, okay, in every sport, including the loser that called me up and told me that Deion sucks and everything else. Gretzky was great. I get it. Duh. What moron wouldn't know that Gretzky was great? All right. Thanks a lot, Nostradamus, with your just genius concept that Wayne Gretzky, the greatest hockey player that ever lived, that he's, you know, decent. Yeah, what a revelation it was having you tell me that tonight. Thanks so much for filling me in. Sam in Salt Lake City. Deion Sanders is one of the most magnificent athletes I've ever watched play sports. I don't care. He played for the team I hate more than any team on earth, but I still respect his greatness. I always tell you, Carver High and Mafia, there's teams I hate dead, but I still respect great players. There's hockey teams I hate dead, but I respect greatness. Do you ever see me say anything bad about Mike Bossy? Never. Do you ever see me say anything bad about any great player that ever lived? Even, I hate the Raiders, but Al Davis, I said, is the greatest character in NFL history. What a titan, right? So I respect greatness. That's it. Anyone that says Deion Sanders wasn't great is an absolute drip, and you need to stick a wet electric razor down your throat and turn it on so you electrocute yourself. Sam and Saleh, go ahead.
Hey, man, Pharrell, that Scott guy, right? Am I right?
Oh, my God. Like, what? He's the male organ of the month, that guy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not here to agree or disagree with you about Deion. I think that he, you know, he could probably do it. The only thing that I would disagree about was you made a point earlier about, you know, David Ross is coaching the Cubs and Aaron Boone is coaching the Yankees.
Right.
In my opinion, I just think that they're totally, you know, apples and oranges. I think baseball, you know, you're a manager of a team. You're making decisions about, you know, what pitcher's coming in what situation and whatnot. In football, you're coaching every single play. You know, you got to determine coverages. You got to do 1,000 more things all at one time.
I got to stop you. At Major League Baseball, the manager of Major League Baseball team has 5 million things going on every single day. So I disagree. It's like it made it seem like he's like, just tell me who's coming in to pitch and everything. I'm just going to sit here and eat sunflower seeds and burp. and play fiddle with my my fiddler in my pants. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Stop. Carver High couldn't even get through all this stuff tonight. Can you believe it?
Yeah, you had a lot going on.
Ben Simmons might, he hurt his shoulder. Paul George might play next week. Kenneth Faried signing in China. Trump going to the Alabama game. It's got the students are going to disrupt it. There's supposed to be protests and all kinds of chaos. New Mexico Air Force have rescheduled their game following the death of that player. The Devils and Hall are talking about a contract. Nolan Ryan and the Astros part ways. So much for that happiness down in Houston. James Conner not expected to play against the Rams. Shad Khan says the Jags aren't moving to London. Derwin James could return December 1st. Des Bryant wants to play football again. When have we heard that before? I think we got a lot done tonight. We really did. David Johnson said he's playing this week. Robbie Gould is injured. He may miss the Monday Nighter. Don't forget the podcast comes out after the show and tomorrow on Twitter, at Scott Farrell, at On the Bench CBS, and on Facebook.com/Farrell on the Bench. If you hate me, dream about me tonight and hate me some more and see if I care. For Carver High and Mafia, I'm Farrell. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.